We have a dream.
We have a voice.
This is
The Anchor Nation.
The Anchor Nation.
The Anchor Nation.
The Anchor Nation.
Hi, I am your host, Kevin Touch, and we are
The Anchor Nation.
Hello, Anchor Nation. This is Kevin Touch, the host of Anchor Nation Community Radio. And we're back with another episode of the Anchor Nation Podcast, episode 95, the Socially Unacceptable Podcast. Had a great time, a great conversation with those guys, talking about just spinning the breeze about their podcast, social issues, and some famous people they would like to meet. It was a good time. Hope you guys enjoy. And as always, this is episode 95.
Hello, Anchor Nation. This is Kevin Touch, the host of Anchor Nation Community Radio. And we're back with another episode of the Anchor Nation Podcast, episode 94, with Will and Barry from the Socially Unacceptable Podcast. And without further ado, let those guys introduce themselves.
My bad about that.
But no worries.
As he said, my name is Will. I also go by Will Spliff, a.k.a. Roland A. Swisher, a.k.a. Let me get 75 cents on pump 6. A.k.a. your baby mama's work husband, amongst other things as well.
I'm Barry Whiteout, a.k.a. Creep Daddy Combs.
Take that.
A.k.a. Pastor Blunt. A.k.a. 2010 Guwop Belly. Your girl loves to rub it while I say burr. But I ain't gonna give y'all anything either. You know what I'm saying?
That's how we do an intro right here, people. That's what we're looking for here.
Best intro out.
Yes, sir. And we're gonna have a great interview again, know your stories, and first time we've ever talked, so it's always gonna be fun to do. So our first talking point, the number one question: how'd you guys discover Anchor? Anyone can take the floor on that.
I found it through Roland. Actually, he's the one that put me on. I just randomly heard him talking in his room. So I asked what he was doing, and he showed me. And I actually sat in on an episode, and then like the next couple of days, we actually did one. But how'd you stumble across
it? I'm a huge fan of The Breakfast Club. First thing in the morning, I went to work, I listened to it, and Gary Vee was actually on there. And because we've always been talking about doing a podcast. Mm-hmm. And then Gary Vee was talking about how Anchor is changing the game for podcasting, how everything is super easy. And then, of course, that same day after I watched that interview, I was scrolling through Instagram and Anchor pops up on my Instagram feed, which is kind of scary. But from there, that's kind of how the station was born.
Gotcha. No, definitely with Gary Vee's influence in the Breakfast Club, it's got a lot of people on there. And I guess we'll go right into the next thing. What is the backstory behind how you got the name Socially Unacceptable Podcast? And what did it really spark into what's become?
Oh man, that's a good question.
Get the name. We really just sit there spitballing names out. That's all it was. It's like, all right, you throw one out. Okay, let me try. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
It was like, okay, what will we talk about? Whatever's going on in the, because I work in an office from 9 to 5, and so it's like there's stuff I can't talk about at work.
Right, and I work with kids.
So there's stuff he can't talk about at work. And realize it's not that we can't talk about them, it's just socially unacceptable to talk about, like, politics at work.
For sure.
To talk about music and other nonsense that's going...
Right. Anything unprofessional, you can't talk about at work. So we try to bring, you know, I mean, get comfortable here. This is where we want to unload, is at the house, so...
Mm-hmm. And, this, and like, the conversations that we record are basically everyday conversations we have.
Right.
And which is the... Like, we realize we make ourselves laugh when we talk.
Right.
And then we have a couple of friends... love to be around us. They're like, yo, you guys are hilarious. You guys should have a show. And then it started from just that idea to now it's overwhelmingly awesome.
Right.
And it's just crazy to us how people just like listen to just us talk about our normal everyday stuff that we can't talk about. Like,
Right.
Interesting.
It's blown up huge.
Oh, yeah. No. And actually, that was my next follow-up question. But that's interesting how, in the sense that you guys just kind of spitball names, you go with what flows, and you make it happen. But I guess
exactly. Yeah.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that way. But what are some things you guys talk about? Is there anything in particular you guys talk about? Any subjects, or is this kind of like a variety show?
We actually come to find out we talk about deeper topics than what we thought we did.
Gotcha.
Sometimes we go into politics. Sometimes we go into just life in general.
Mm-hmm.
Our thing is we try to get full transparency of who we are as a people. Oh, our, who we are as people. You know what I mean? So we try to hide nothing behind closed doors. So you know what I mean? So it's really that. It's basically just letting y'all know our lives, man. So it's it's topic based, but it's more of our life based. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like the way we see things. Because like that's the toughest question that people ask me. Like, okay, what's your podcast about? Honestly, it's a tough answer because, like you said, we talk about just everything, and we realize through it that we provide like different our like even though we've lived together for so long, like we have different perspectives on things that are
right
completely one end to the other. And yeah, it was, and it just blew up.
Right.
Interesting. You know, I like how you guys have a both mix of different topics and you go from there, where it's not really structure. You know, structure is great. There's nothing wrong with that. But for certain like co-host shows, maybe just off the flow, off the cuff would be better. Would you guys say off the cuff style fits you guys more?
Yeah, absolutely. We're trying to get more topic based, but we kind of find out that's hard with us.
Yeah.
We'll go from one topic to the next. To the next in like 30 seconds, and it just because the way we just talk, you know what I mean? So, yeah, go with the flow is better, I think, in my opinion, rather than topic based.
Yeah, because when there's been episodes where we sat down and like wrote out notes and topics to talk about, and I feel like when we listen back to them, you can kind of tell they were just a little bit forced.
Right.
But then, like, there's been times like our last episode, we just, hey, you want to record?
Right.
Literally. And we just recorded.
Like, all right, set it up.
And then, like,
right.
That's some of the best feedback that we've gotten.
Yeah.
So, like, whenever we're just authentically ourselves, we're starting to realize that the content just kind of comes. And right. It's really just like the way we see it. Like, the very first episode, we were talking about, what, feminism?
Out of nowhere. The first one or the second one. It went there like, quick.
Our conversations are so, they stream off everywhere that we kind of just let it go to where it landed. So, we're starting to realize that, like, a little structure, but we have to.
Mostly off the cuff.
Yeah, press record and then see what happens.
Right. Just go.
I like that. I like it a lot because in a sense where you have this no hold bar attitude going for it with the episode, you can kind of learn as you go and you grow. I like that.
Exactly. Because when I first originally started on Anchor, like when he heard me back in my room talking, I was just trying to like a dope little podcast. No plug there.
Right.
But what I was doing is I was just trying to figure out like what kind of show I would want to do. But then I realized we're trying to find topics that, like, you put so much more pressure on yourself trying to stick to a certain script, trying to appeal to a certain group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, you kind of, in a way, like, that's where, like, writer's block and creative fatigue happens. Whereas with our show, if we just press record and see what happens and just be ourselves naturally, that's some of our best work.
Right.
No, I think that's good. You know, it's kind of like the artist approach. Whenever you see every draw, you go from there and make it happen. And I think that's good because for certain shows, like I said, it just really flows and your guys flow just perfectly. Now for question three, what's the impact of just the community of Anchor and the social media aspect? What are some things you do to promote the show and really get your name out there? I know Twitter's big.
Twitter's big. We have our own Instagram page. You can follow that at Dope Little Podcast.
Yep.
we also
like
have a Facebook page. We're trying to get more active on that. We have family actually pushing our stuff heavy, and that community is, it just feels good to get love from people who we didn't think would actually do it. So they're pushing our stuff on Snapchat and Instagram and tagging other people. So that's where I'm at with it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, when we first started on Anchor, we did like what, 10 episodes, like strictly on Anchor, but was just trying to like find our groove.
Right.
And the people that we've met through that, like, shout out to Maddie Mo.
I like it.
Cone, Dewana, Only the Fried Oreo, Miss Maria Humphreys, who I saw that you guys had last week.
What up?
And, but yeah, just the Anchor community has been so supportive. And just from our time, just strictly on Anchor, we've learned how to become what we are now. Like, I feel like we learned how to promote our show on social media through connecting with the community on Anchor.
Right.
And it's awesome, like, the way that Anchor embraces new podcasts and just new ideas in general.
Yeah, immediately.
Like, doesn't ask for anything in return, because we're terrible at calling people back. But we have people who will call in every week just showing nothing but love, and they promote our stuff on Twitter.
Right.
Which, where we have our biggest following, because, like, Anchor is awesome. We love everybody here. And then, when we created the Twitter and started getting more active on it, that's when we started to realize that, like, it's bigger than what we thought it would be. And then we're actually bringing people from other platforms are joining Anchor. We got family members who join Anchor.
Right.
Shout out to the JAC podcast.
Right.
they just joined Anchor and they're killing it as well. So like,
right.
Anchor has definitely been great to us, and we're trying to find new ways to give back to Anchor.
No, I got what you're saying. Definitely, because I know Anchor is the most popular on Twitter. I mean, they light it up every day out there. So I think it's important that you kind of use that leverage and bring them in. And you were mentioning just some of the other promoters. What would you guys say is the ratio between how you guys interact with some of the shows? Do you guys do any collaboration efforts? Are you guys ever thinking about expanding to like interviews or off-the-cuff style shows in the future?
We've talked about it. We've actually had Matty Bo on our – he was our first guest on our show.
Nice.
And then we've had a couple of people who are doing things locally in our city. We've had two or three episodes with people here who are doing awesome things. But it was more so we wanted to, like, find our sound first.
Right.
Because there's some times where we're not even, like, super comfortable. So we wanted to get comfortable before we started bringing, like, everybody in. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yeah, we didn't even promote on Instagram or Twitter or anything for, like, the first 15 weeks, I think. Like, mm-hmm. It was just strictly anchored. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I forget what the date was, but yeah. We put it out, and then that's when we realized people went to the back catalog, and right. Then people started joining Anchor. And
crazy.
I hear.
But
you.
We want to do more collabs with people on here. We have to, man. It's too many people that show us love.
Oh yeah, for to. Sure.
But oh, the yeah. Ratio, we're really bad at it. We need to start doing it more, honestly.
Right. We're very socially unacceptable when it comes to responding back to me.
Right.
I guess that's why you're the social
sure. The name fits.
That's all good, though. Hey, you know what? Whether you have no engagement right now or the most engagement, the best thing is you'll have some type of engagement in the middle, and there's always that fine line to meet, which is good. So just keep it up, guys, for sure. Now, I know you guys are pretty interesting with the topics, but going back to what you said with your city, question five, how is your city and where you guys are living at played a role into what you produce in the show? What would you say the atmosphere has played a role into some of the topics you've done? That's what I'm saying.
Ooh,
man, that's a good question.
Okay, so I don't know. With our city, I guess, because we know a couple people who are entrepreneurs out here and are actually have their own, like, brand of clothing. And we actually know, like, artists out here. They're actually helping out a lot. And that plays a factor in what we do because I feel like we want to promote our city more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
because they provide us with music and...
Right.
Yeah, our... As a creative, I feel like Columbus, Ohio is very, very supportive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the same people promoting the stuff, like, everybody's content, whether wow. you're a poet, artist, videographer. Like, really, it's just all love. It's like, you show love to give love back. And it's like, authentic. Because I feel like here in Columbus, if they love you, they love you hard.
Right.
Like, I really haven't seen any, like, conflict or anything like that. But when it comes to producing content, I feel like we've been in the news a couple times recently. Uriah's Heating and Cooling.
Uriah's Heating and Cooling. Right.
Yeah.
Shout out to Uriah's.
Yeah. Okay. Who else? I don't know. It's a lot. Honestly, a lot happens in Columbus that plays into what we talk about. Just the environment and everything. You know what I mean? Or what we're around. So.
Because we do talk about a lot of the things that we see.
Right.
The things that, like, that at work. I would say the city heavily influenced us. And then the music, like the whole episode that we had, that was just
Columbus Bay,
just people just wanting to and asking for nothing in return.
Right.
So
I like that. Giving that value for free and having that tight knit community in your hometown can give you leverage moving forward. I like that instead of just wandering all over. So I think just in the sense you have a tight community, knowing local businesses and connecting with them, that's going to get you further because you never know what that could lead to once your show gets really big sponsorship and all that for sure.
Exactly. And I love the fact that, like, a lot of our listeners are starting to connect with each other.
There you go.
So it's like you got people who are starting podcasts that are connecting with the other podcasts that we listen to and rock with heavy that. And it feels awesome to be able to contribute to the community. Hold on, let me say that again. My bad. It feels awesome to contribute to the community that gives a lot to us.
Right.
There you go. No, that's good. That's good. In fact, the more you can connect with them, the more they start seeing your hustle. You never know who's going to be on the door walking as a listener, for sure.
Exactly.
Right. Now, for question six, I was going to say, if you guys had the power to change one social issue or tackle one social issue by starting a movement, what would it be and why?
Mm.
I'm gonna let you go ahead.
Animal Cast.
Man, that's a good one.
Honestly, I got mine first. We did an interview with a girl nicknamed Katie Smoker J. Hey. Like one of the second interviews we did, I believe. And her thing was trying to get a possession of like narcotics and stuff down to a misdemeanor instead of a felony. And she gave her like petition information, and she actually got registered to vote that episode.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So if there is one social issue I want to change, is getting like drug possession from felonies to misdemeanors, man. Because there's a lot of people locked up who shouldn't be for nonviolent offenses, and it's unfair to them. So for me, yeah, that's the one social issue I would change.
Yeah, sure. That I would have to agree that aspect of prison reform, because I feel like in a lot of cases, jail is being treated as like a rehab for issues of addiction that most people won't understand. And so, like, just having recently like seen it play out, and I think it's because as to what you're speaking to, like in Montgomery County in Maryland, their main prison reform focus is on seeking treatment as opposed to jail time. So, like, especially for like drug-involved cases like that and alcohol abuse. And so what that petition was, it was to lower that, like, low-level felonies down to misdemeanors for drug possession and use those resources that are being saved for seeking treatment for those people. So that's, I would say, yeah, prison reform would probably be a social issue that I would want that for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. And would you guys, and then a quick question, would you guys start locally, or would you try to Bill, what would be your strategy? Start locally first to really get some of these stories and highlight them? Or kind of just...
got to start local first. I have family members right now in jail for nonviolent offenses, man. So that's be the first people I would want to be out. You know what I mean? So...
Gotcha.
Yes, I would definitely go around Columbus first and try to get as many signatures, petitions, you know what I mean? All that I can to get it on the ballot, which I believe that's what she's doing now.
And I know, and you guys, if you haven't heard it, you guys should check out that episode. It's called Free My People, but because I feel like we're not explaining it justice.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, our friend, she went around and got all the it was like, I think over 500,000 signatures from the state of Ohio to get this issue on the ballot.
Right.
And it is on the ballot. And we're going to have her back on to talk about it
more.
But, shoot, I forgot where I was going with that.
That happens. That's, I'm assuming you was trying to go where, well, that's what's happening right now with the chain. So go
for sure.
Episode out.
To
be involved.
For on a local level, we do have people in the field, and so yeah, we would definitely start here and then take the show on the road.
Right.
And that's good. That's good. I think starting local and getting those issues of firsthand experience can really enlighten the state, which is good. I think that will move something. It'll move the power of justice in your terms, in your favor, for sure.
For sure.
And our next question, this is a fun one. If you could collaborate with any creative in the world, who would it be and why?
Oh, wow.
Single or duo?
Ooh, I'm going single, bro. I want to collaborate with Pharrell, I think. I don't know what we would do.
Pharrell? All right.
I go with like the vibes of people and the spirit of people. And I feel like he's nothing but like positive vibes, man. You know what I mean? And I feel like anything you would do would be pushed towards that energy. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm going for real, man. Even if it's just...
Right.
I would just... You know what I mean? That's... Yeah, for real.
For real, is that right?
I would... Whew.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would go Desus and Mero.
Okay.
From the Desus and Mero show on Viceland.
Yeah.
But just because both of their energy, I feel like, is contagious. You feel it. And I feel like they have a lot. You could look, like, cause our show, on my end anyway, is inspired by what they do.
Right.
And it would be nice to, you know, learn from who I like to listen to a lot.
I like it.
And also Will Smith, because he's a super positive person.
Also Will
just
Smith.
Like he said.
Who doesn't want to hang with Will Smith, bro?
Yes. I mean, Will Smith, I feel like that would need to happen. Yeah.
Will, for real, we got a good mix going on here. I like it. Because I think what it is you just see the process, and I see it too. It's like you see, if you ever get a chance, you see what they're like with their process of how they handle things. You see the success, and you take that knowledge. You hold it in, you restore it, and you put it into your work, and you just get inspired. It's a great thing to see, for sure.
Exactly.
And for question 8, what would you say is one motivational piece of advice if you could just speak to any audience out there of just starting a podcast or fighting for social issues or anything you want to share that you would just say to keep going if they're just dreaming right now as a kid?
What piece of advice? Honestly, my advice would be just start it. Because I think that's
there the you go.
It's actually just to get it moving, yeah. You know what I mean? Because you'll plan forever, but then you won't actually take that initial step to doing it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's one piece of advice I would like. If they're thinking about it, just start it up. You know what I mean? Just do it.
Just dive right in.
Right, just go for it. And then, you know what I mean? Go from there.
All right. And Will?
Yeah, so I think mine, it's something my manager recently told to me. Basically, she told me to stay hungry, stay humble, and always be the hardest worker in the room.
There you go.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, everybody knows that phrase, hard work beats talent when talent don't work. And plus, I feel like that's how you learn. Like, if you're always hungry, always humble, there's no way that you can't succeed.
Gotcha. No, I think in a sense you have to – I like how you said start, because when you start something, it gets the weight of the world off your shoulders. You got something, you can make structure, and then humility and being humble comes into more effect. I think that's great as you learn the process and moving forward.
And that's harder.
Yeah.
And that's harder than people give it credit for. It's like staying humble is actually rather difficult sometimes.
Yeah.
No, for sure. I think being humble in a sense is you have a lot of aspects to it, but if you can hone in on that aspect and go for it and really keep it in perspective of your audience and stay in audience focused, that's going to move you forward for sure.
Exactly.
And for question 9, what would you say is some plans? Now, this isn't your 5-year plan. What would you say is some plans you like to do in the future as far as just going outside your workspace? What are you guys thinking about in the future just as far as work when you get to that level in 5 years?
I don't know what you got, man.
I just try new things.
Right. That's the big thing.
Yeah, just just really like the goal is just to try new things. Even at work, because one of my biggest opportunities or flaws is something like to call them is it's easy to get complacent and then just get in a steady routine of doing the same thing over and over. So I feel like if you're constantly trying to find new ways to be better, new things to do, new experiences, you can't do anything else but grow from that.
Mm-hmm.
So like, and I feel like, yeah, so the goal for me personally, I can only speak for myself, is to just keep trying new things, keep trying to surprise myself.
I think that's it in the sense that you have to surprise and always keep surprising yourself, because at the end of the day, you can't expect anything other than you expect. You know, no matter what you throw, you get all this, you look at this and it's like, well, what's going to happen tomorrow? No one may know. But if you really just have the expectation of saying there's no expectations, whatever happens, you throw it, we'll go from there. I like it.
Mm-hmm. That's the best feeling in the world, is when you surprise yourself. Like when you do something that you didn't know you could do.
Yeah.
To me, that's the best feeling in the world.
Right. And I think just, what is the word? Under delivering is always bad, but you can over deliver and under promise yourself, you'll see at the end of the day in the tunnel. I like it. I love it, guys. That's some real stuff there, because a lot of people because a lot of people you gotta think about it, it's like, well, I'm just gonna do X, Y, Z. And it's like, well, can you really do all that when you can go stay humble about yourself and make the expectations farther for sure?
Because
they come naturally, which is great. Mm-hmm. And now we move into question 10. Now, what are your goals as far as just your podcast? And do you guys want to share with the Anchor Nation in the next 5 years moving forward?
One big goal I think we've talked about multiple times is live shows.
Yeah.
But that just comes with a lot of practice and hopefully, you know what I mean, just a lot of name recognition. Hope brand gets stronger. But live shows is one big thing for me, man, because I'm honestly not good with talking in front of people, so I feel like in the next 5 years, if I can just build that up, I'll be cool. Yeah. Just to go out there with a mic and just talk shit. Honestly, yeah. For a little bit. But yeah, that's, yeah. Live shows for me.
Live shows, and I want to do more shows. Start, like, a variety of different shows. Because since we started podcasting, a lot of people have like reached out, like, "Hey, I want to start a podcast. Hey, I want to start a podcast." And a lot of them come to us like, "Hey, so how would I go about doing this? How would I go about doing that?" So it would be nice, since we've like established sort of like a community, to create like one big brand, but have a variety of different shows. That way we're like providing exposures to different audiences, because just like on here, like this is probably, I think, one of the most awesome features about Anchor and just podcasting in general is getting on and just being able to share your story with different audiences. So one of my goals would be to like create, I don't want to say like a network, mm-hmm. of just a variety of different shows and live shows and video. And honestly, the goal is just to grow. I know I said that before, but the goal is just to keep growing.
I think that's the key. Just keep growing, keep making it happen, keep going further. And I think if you can grow small, start thinking about small growth first, and then working your way up, in a sense, you can not dominate, but just build enough credibility in one area and then go to the next sector. That's how you do it. And I think Mary mentioned it too. You got to stay humble. And if you can stay humble in even your growth, you'll go further for sure.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And anything to add, or is that good for you guys? What is your goals?
Yeah, I mean, I'm good.
I'm trying to sell merch as well.
There you go. There you go. Merch.
I just want to have like a dope ass shirt. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's, yeah, merch is one of the, but that's about it. Yeah.
Maybe an audio album of just, ooh, voiceover work.
Right, right.
Honestly, like audio plays, man, now that we got to thinking about it, yeah, audio merch, plays, right. Merch, live shows.
I would like to do, a TV show wrap-ups or recaps. That'd be fun too. But yeah, let's get out of here before we start talking. We'll be here for 10 minutes talking about different stuff.
And that's all good. All merch too. Always expand that PB. That was that personal branding. I appreciate that. Respect that for sure. Mm-hmm. And our final question is, what is one thing you guys would like to share to the Anchor Nation that they may not know about you? A fun fact, basically, to end the show.
Ooh, fun fact.
Go ahead and set it off. I'm trying to think.
Okay. I don't know. What's a fun fact about me? Fact that we'll know. I'm 6'1", like 280, and my favorite movie is The Breakfast Club.
There we go.
You know what I mean? Big black dude, favorite movie, The Breakfast Club. And I don't know. I can't think of nothing else, man. Like, at least fun fact. I really want to. I express it so much in our shit is I really want to help the kids in our community somehow. You know what I mean? I just, I hate that some parts of our community gets bad rap for kids. And if I can get put in that situation where I can help them, and that's why I work with kids now, but I'm trying to get in a situation now where I have, I don't say some type of power, but just to make the change, you know what I mean? So I think that's one for me too. What you got?
Oh, man.
Yeah, you see, I cleared that up. Yeah.
All right. Fun fact about me: I am 5'8".
5'8". All right.
200 soaking wet. But I'm 5'9" on Twitter.
All right. All right. Doing the basketball approach, that little extra. Yeah, yeah.
but as for me, honestly, I've been working for a bank for the past couple of years, and I've just been fascinated with business, and I'm hoping to develop a couple of different businesses in the future. I want to have a socially unacceptable LLC.
Socially unacceptable. You heard it first here on the Anchor Nation. Yep. The socially unacceptable LLC is coming your way. Oh, man, that's good. That's good, though, because you just got a dream. You just got to think big in the sense that you never know what could happen. Keep it rocking and rolling and keep that horse steady. Always, man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'd like to thank the Socially Unexpectable Podcast for coming on the show. Thank you guys for your time, man. Maybe you guys can jam us out, too. We'll leave that for a second. But first, you want to DM your social media and plug your social media so people can find you before you jam us out?
Me? Is this on me?
Follow our station at A Dope Lil Podcast.
Where?
On Twitter. Shoot, everywhere. Twitter, Instagram, yep. Facebook. Facebook.com/ A Dope Lil Podcast.
Right there.
You can follow me personally. This is Will Spliff, a.k.a. Roland A. Swisher, and all the other a.k.a.s. Mm-hmm. You follow me at the letter C, the number 4, then Swanny, S-W-A-N-N-Y.
You can follow me, Barry_White_Al on Instagram. Anything else, you're just going to be mad because I'm not on there.
All right. There we go. Throwing some shade, too, while we get it going. But I love it, guys. Look, thank you. You guys want to jam us out before we head out? Anything you got?
Before we go, though, I do want to thank you so much for having us on. Because I believe what you're doing, your station was one of the first few stations that I found on Anchor. And is the only one of its kind. And the platform that you provide for everybody that's been on here is honestly incredible. Like, we've seen some of the people that we follow on here, and it's just, we feel like we made it now that we've been on the Anchor.
Right. Man. That means a lot, man. I appreciate that. And thank you to everybody who's been on part of the show as we near a milestone of EP 100. And of course,
congratulations.
Thank you, guys. And of course, follow these guys at the Socially Unacceptable Podcast. Listen to them on Anchor, Spotify, Google Play, Overcast, Pocket Cast, you know, any radio platform out there, Radio Public. Yes, and and thanks to Barry and Will for coming on. Appreciate you guys.
Yes, sir.
All right, be safe.
Hi, Anchor Nation. This is Kevin Touch of Anchor Nation Community Radio, and I'd like to say thank you for listening to the Anchor Nation Podcast. If you'd like to book an interview or DM me on Instagram, follow me at The Anchor Nation. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, it is also under The Anchor Nation. Thank you for listening and enjoy.